Then all at once he started laughing. Ha! Broke into the house and ate the T-bone steaks right off the table. You sorry devil! We should have shot you while we was mad. He shook his head. See you at the house, old pup. And he drove away. Well, what can you say about that kind of welcome home? On the one hand, I think Slim meant every word he said. On the other hand, his words weren't entirely flattering, so there you are. He'd let me out on the county road just north and west of the house, right there by Spook Canyon where the road runs through the horse pasture. I started to the house and ran into the horses. Must have been 12 of them right there in a bunch. I was feeling pretty good. I mean, who wouldn't? I'd survived a case of soap hydrophobia. I'd escaped from a cell on death row. And I had smuggled my bad self out of town just one step ahead of the posse. And I was home again. Shucks, it was a great day. I was full of vinegar and oil and all the other spices of life. I wanted to run and play and rejoice and just, by George, tell everybody that it was a great day and great to be alive and home. So I marched up to the horses. Thought it might be fun to put on a little demonstration of cowdog skills. You know, round them up into a bunch, head them down towards the corrals, stop them, loose herd them. In other words, a little practice run just for the pure fun of it. All right, you crowbaits, the chief executive is back on the ranch. Form up into a group and move out to the corrals and stand by for further orders. They formed up into a group, all right, but they went in the wrong direction. Instead of heading down toward the corrals, the scoundrels came running towards me. I retreated a couple of steps and they kept on coming. I broke into a run and they kept on coming. I ran all the way to the corral with them horses right on my tail, kicking and bucking and snorting. Which just goes to show you that we cowdogs have many tricks in our bags. Oftentimes, the best way to move horses into a corral is to make them think you want to drive them, see? Then let them drive you. We call this reverse psychology, and we use it a lot. Especially on horses, because they're very ornery and stubborn and willful, also dangerous, and I never did get much pleasure out of messing with a bunch of stupid horses. But it was still a great day, so good that even horses couldn't mess it up.